I think I'll say a Dvar Torah and then tie it into my memory. I do believe in general, even though don't send this tape out, but I believe in general that most people are like unofficially schizophrenic. But not real. Like, when you hang out with certain people, certain sides of the personality come out. You hang out with Mr. A, you become funnier. Mr. B, you spend more money. Everyone has their sides to them, and different people bring out different things in people. So if my recollection of the Nifter is going to be different than yours, if it's positive, give him the credit. And if it's negative, give me the credit. Because my relationship was probably different than everyone else has. Not me only. Everyone here probably had a different relationship. Like, you have it, everybody. That's how it works. So I figured I'll say a word over. And that word, I think, will tie in well to what my version of a baruch was. So every pasuk in Megillas Rus, basically, starts with a letter vav. And not only every pasuk starts with it, almost in between the pasukim as well. There's a connection. It's A to B to C to D. You got to figure out what's going on, but they're really connected to each other. It's one long story, even though it might not look that way. The end of Perek Aleph, Rus is returning with Nami, and says the word returning. They're coming to Eretz Yisrael. And you have to figure at this point, on Americanize it, Naomi was left as the queen, married to the Gal Hadar, Eli Melech. Wealthy, that what it says, because of poor Kalei Yisrael. She had everything going for her. Mamash, everyone's running after her. Social media now blowing up. And now she's coming back, and nothing's there. She lost her husband, lost her kids, lost her money. Mamash, I would guess she was trying to sneak into the town, because, like, you're not coming big Barose. So she's trying to sneak into the town. And then it says, everyone in the town, called, the word called, everyone in the town greeted her when she was coming into the town. Imagine the worst time of all time. And the Medrash asked the Kasha, is it possible everyone in the whole town could greet someone? Today, you would understand this because everyone has little thumbs and in 1 second, everyone knows what's going on. But in the old days, there was no thumbs. People had to speak to each other. So how do you find out someone's coming down the whole town in one place? Why, it can't be that way. Doesn't make any sense. How did the whole town know something in 1 second? In the old days, the Medrash asked this Kasha. The Medrash says, because it was Boaz's wife's funeral. But his wife died, and she was now the new Gal Hadar. But the Gal Hadar, his wife died. So everyone came out to be Malabar the Mace. The whole town was there. Here comes Naomi. She's trying to sneak in under the radar. And the whole town. Now, what does the whole town do? They tell her, Hazois Naomi? Is this Naomi? She took a passive aggressive Jewish behavior, right? Like, oh, the one who, yeah, I remember you. I'm thrilled, my tefillos miskabel. You know those few bitter people, right? My tefillos miskabel, you're like, they're mamash being ramister. What does Naomi say? Full open pasuk, I haven't said it myself yet. Naomi says, don't call me Naomi, call me Mara. I'm not Naomi's sweetness, call me Mara bitterness. Why? She says, because I have nothing left. Now, we could learn the pasuk as is, but you can say what I said before, that every vav connects the story, which means you can say, I think you could say, that had she not met the entire town at that second, she might not have responded and called me Mara. I mean, let's say she's sneaking into town, she bumps into the two people on the outside of the town. There's two yitzchaks on the outside, they're smoking cigarettes, they're hiding from the parents, right? She walks in, they say, oh, that's Naomi. Could be she wouldn't say by two people outside of town, oh, no, my name is Mara. I don't know why these Jewish guys say, no. When the whole town bumped into me in 1 second, and they're all saying, it's Naomi, and that way, no. If the whole town greeted me, I'm not Naomi, I'm Mara. That's what I think it goes. So why should it change the whole town? What does it mean? So the Chassam Sofer says sort of what I'm saying. I apologize if I'm Americanizing it too much. The Chassam Sofer said that Naomi had a major plan. Her plan was, she knew that she's bereft of her husband, bereft of the kids, no money. It's a bad situation. She's not, she knows. And you see later on, she's trying to get hold of Boaz. She said, we have a wealthy, major person, Baldovra. So she figured, she's telling Russ on the way over here, listen to me. We're going to go back to Eretz Yisrael. We're going to get hold of this Boaz guy. He's going to take care of everything. But Boaz is a Talmud Chacham, he's a Chashur person. He doesn't go and speak to women. It's the old days. No such thing. Women stayed indoors. But don't worry about it, because I know Boaz's wife. She's also related. And Boaz's wife is a tzaddekes atzim. Don't worry about it. We're going to go into Boaz's wife. And we're going to take care of everything. Now they're coming to the town. She's pumping off. Naomi's telling us, don't worry about everything. I know we have nothing right now, but don't worry. We're going to meet Boaz's wife, and she's going to talk to her husband. What do you think is going to happen? But it's going to set me up. She comes to the edge of town, and the whole town's there greeting her. Not like about a wedding with balloons, right? They're like, who? Azois Naomi? And she's sitting there. Why is everyone coming out to greet me? I was sneaking in. I was trying to sneak back into town. They tell her, yeah, you don't understand. Perfect timing. Boaz's wife just died. We're all here for the Levaya. Perfect time. That's not what she's thinking. She's thinking, my plan, I was walking on the road, traveling on Shabbos, according to the Medrash, right outside of the Chum. She's walking and she's all depressed. And now the whole town tells her, by the way, you know what? She's gone. They don't know the whole plan, but she knows the plan. What's your reaction to that plan? You know what reaction to that plan is? I'm not Naomi. I'm now Mara. I got nothing now. I can't go to Boaz. I'm going to talk to Boaz. I got to be in the lawyers. He has secretaries. What am I going to do now? I have no plan. We're stuck. We're finished. So the whole point of changing her name from Naomi to Mara is because she met everyone at the same time. They basically told her, plan A? No, there's no plan A. That's what I think how the story goes if you connect the dots. To me, this ties into the Nifter. The Maaseh, he over the years that I knew him, he always had plans, no question about it. Certain jobs that he tried to get, some he did get, he didn't want, others he didn't get that he thought he wanted, whatever it was, and different things going on when we were in Lakewood together, different plans. He was an Eiske Cheshbon person. I was a little more wild, he was more Eiske Cheshbon. And the Maaseh, like most people, I'm not going to say him, myself, most of the plans don't work out. That's how it happens. But I will say one thing. What happened, although Naomi might have responded by saying, call me Mara, Russ, we don't see responded that way. Russ says nothing wrong. Russ says, I'm going to go to the fields. I'm all good. And because of her reaction, saying, don't worry about it. There's another plan to go. She then created the Malchus Beis HaMashiach. Because of her achshonis, whatever the word is, that her positive thinking, that's a better word for today's America, her positive thinking, saying, don't worry about it, Naomi. Don't worry about plan A. We got plan B. Where's plan B? I have no idea. What happened from plan A to plan B? Plan A was that they were going to go to the wife of Boaz and then somehow finagle the wife to tell the husband they put the money in the tzedakah box and no one's looking. I don't know how the whole plan would have worked out. It fell apart. Plan B, Russ married Boaz. It's way better. So plan A fell apart. Plan B worked out perfectly. And because of her hanhagas, that's why she was up to the Mashiach. That's how we have to think about when we want Mashiach to come. We have a lot of plans that don't work out. For my time with the Nifter, many qualities that I had with him, I don't know if everyone else had it, I said before, could be a little schizophrenic, everyone has their thing. By me, when we used to sit in the Irv, I don't know if everyone was Irv, does that exist anymore? I don't even know if it exists anymore. Irv, okay, it's a makom kadosh for Torah, depends on who you are, what room you're in. He was the room next to mine, that's when I met Baruch for the first time. Definitely, most of you here are too young to understand, to me to say over some of the stories that happened with Baruch, because that's what the Irv looked like in the late 1990s. I don't want to say too much here, but I will say this, we had many plans together. And many plans didn't always work out the way we planned it. Me, I had my reaction, that's not for video. Baruch's reaction was always mamash like Russ. He never, it's amazing. It was annoying, I have to be honest, it's not the guy you want. You want the guy a little frustrated. No, you want the guy, I don't know. But the mindset, it worked for me because I was very frustrated and he was like mamash, like the original pothead. No, I don't know if they know what that is in like, right? No, he was mamash stable. Never got up, never got down. I'm like, we just worked on this for literally 4 weeks. It was all perfect. I'm like, yeah, okay, we'll go to the next plan. He was very into that. And it was a very chashuv zach to watch. Not to experience it with him, but to watch it. It was very, very, very chashuv. And Lamaisa, to me, that was a very chashuv zach. Because no matter what he was thinking, and he wasn't an Oyska Cheshman guy. He wasn't a guy like, let's do it on the fly. He wasn't just a fly guy. He was working things out. He had things planned out 10 steps sometimes. And when it didn't work out, okay, now we try the new 10 steps. It's a very chashuv zach, and I hope that the Nifter will be Melech Yashar on all of us, and through that midah, we said, is the ability to create a Mashiach. So hopefully, Bekarv, he's in Shemayim, we all take on a little bit of that midah. Hopefully none of you make plans of Fulz Baruch. But if it does, understand that Akash Baruch's plan is a lot better. A lot more impressive. And if we think that way, then not only Makabal the Torah, the Shavuos is from Makabal the Torah. Makabal everything from the story of Rus. Why do we read Rus on Shavuos? 1700 answers. One answer is because we're not Makabal the Torah, we're Makabal this idea that Akash Baruch is running the world. Things look weird, things look bad, things look upsetting. Never, someone passes away at a young age. We all have questions. But we have to realize that in the master plan of it all, it's all in the right direction. And when we accept upon ourselves that midah, like the Nifter had, we should be zeichet to the Gulbakar.
Obey.
Amen. Amen.